Good morning, everybody. So I took a poll on my Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, please follow your girl. I typically follow people back. My Instagram is hope_Burt. That's B-U-R-T. hope_Burt. And I took this poll asking what you guys wanted me to do next. Did you want me to do a vlog? Or did you want me to do a podcast episode? I was very surprised that everybody wanted me to do a podcast episode, but excited because that means I get to talk a little bit longer than I typically would, and be a little bit more vulnerable today. So, I haven't done one in a while just because I was wrestling with what I could really give to you guys that I think would be beneficial to you. So if you hear all this rumbling, it's my blanket. I apologize in advance, but it's very cold and I'm trying to get cozy to talk to you guys about something important. And I feel like this episode will be entitled "It's Okay to Not Be Okay." I'm just gonna kind of give you guys a recap of my December, a little bit of November, and the beginning of January, and just some self-evaluation. So, we'll start, I guess, with the holiday season. The holiday season is something that I look forward to. I can't wait to be with my family and to, you know, be off of work and just kind of get to rest. You know, you start to feel worn down. But unfortunately, my holidays did not recharge me. I felt more drained and more tired. I made the mistake, if you listen to one of my other podcasts, I made the mistake of doing some business during, I believe, Thanksgiving time, and that kind of set my mood awry, also dealing with some drama. So moving forward, when I got to Christmas, I was really tired, but still excited to see everyone. And something about the holiday season, I don't know if anybody can relate, is really triggering for me. Maybe it's due to past situations. One of my pastors told me this a long time ago, but he always said that, like, if you dealt with a particular trauma at a certain time of the year, the anniversary of it, you would start to almost feel those emotions again, or you would feel a sadness. So you had to be, like, really mindful during that time. And so I think I've dealt with some things that were sad for me. And so that affects me around this time. And then I think everybody deals with just family stuff that can make you feel that way. Somebody tweeted this and I felt like it described how I felt perfectly, but it said when you're around your family, it reminds you why you left, if you've, you know, moved away. And it also reminds you that the people you love, that they need you. And the paradox of that is confusing and traumatizing. And I really identified with that because I felt very depressed during the Christmas time. I couldn't figure out why. And I just remember going to my car on Christmas Eve and just crying, and I couldn't figure it out. So I think all these emotions were swirling. And I actually ended up coming back to my place a little bit earlier than I had planned, just because I felt like I needed to get right. So for New Year's Eve, I actually spent it by myself in reflection, which, you know, I had a couple of different, you know, guy friends of mine ask me to spend it with them, and I'm sure that would have been fun, but I just really wanted to be home, maybe to run away from my feelings. But also in dealing with all of that, I had an old friend of mine express very strong lustful feelings towards me. And the extent of it basically was that he was jealous of, somebody else. And basically he was saying that he's always respected me, but where did that get him? And that I sat with that for a while. And that's as far as I'll go in detail about that. But I have a big trigger. I hate for men especially. Like, I feel like when I know your intention is just for like one thing, you didn't say, "Oh, I care for you. Oh, I have feelings for you." It's all wrapped up about one thing that you really want from me. That's really off-putting to my spirit. I mean, even if I post like a picture and a guy, comments on it and then decides to ask me, "Oh, when are we gonna hang out?" Well, how come you didn't ask me that on a regular day when I just post, I don't know, a quote or something? I start to think like that, so I don't really like that behavior, and I was, getting a bit of that. And then it puts me in a weird position, because how am I supposed to respond to that as a friend? So I kind of just didn't deal with it. My best friend has been acting super wishy-washy, which has really hurt my feelings. And this is, excuse the clicks, but I want to look at something real quick. One observation that I've noticed about myself is I cannot communicate to people that they're hurting me for some reason. I consider myself to be good at communication, but for some reason, I cannot express to people that are hurting me that they're hurting me. For instance, I was dating somebody for a month, and then they told me that they didn't want me to feel like they were ghosting me, and that they had the flu. And now it's been a week and we haven't talked. That really hurts my feelings, but I would have a hard time expressing that. And I think society has conditioned us to not be as expressive of our feelings, especially not too soon, because it definitely comes with a label of crazy. And I am guilty for, judging other people for that as well. I mean, I know somebody that was telling me their feelings a lot, and we had just met, and I completely wrote that person off, like they must be crazy. And it actually turns out I was right. But that doesn't mean that you cannot express your feelings to people. And I think sometimes the fear we have about that is rejection, that it's not going to be received, that it's going to be dismissed, or you actually have to face the truth if you're going to ask somebody something important. So I'm painting a picture right now to just describe to you what this last, I'll say last couple of weeks have been like for me. And then I met with my dad over the break as well, and I felt like I wanted to release something, so I told him about a childhood trauma that he did not know. And I think sometimes that can be super releasing and healing. So I did that, but it was very difficult for everyone else to deal with. When I don't like sweeping things under the rug. So when I want to talk about stuff and people have been trying to just not think about it, I feel like I create pain because then they're forced to deal with it. Which, even if that's the case, if it's your truth, I feel like you should still express it. And so I was carrying all of that kind of stuff lately, and I haven't been like posting as much, and I didn't feel like I could really reach out to anybody or express that properly. And I think I just really didn't want people to think that I wasn't okay. And I think social media paints a picture that everyone lives perfect lives and everybody is happy and everybody's successful and everybody's, in love and everybody is this. But it's okay to let your guard down a bit with that. I know I have friends that advise me not to be as open with everybody because, they don't want people to ever see when you're down. But guess what? You're human. And I'm not okay right now. I am dealing with a lot of emotions, and it's been difficult. And going into the new year, when I was, thinking about my goals, I don't really do New Year's resolutions anymore because I never do them. But what were my goals? What were my intentions? I think one of them for this year in particular is that I want to be a student again. I want to be a student in every way. I want to be a student in dance. I want to be a student in my studies. I want to be a student of life, because you cannot pour into other people empty. You just can't do it. And so, because I feel empty, I haven't been really giving, and I would like to give back. I'd like to get back to giving to other people. And so I need to continue to learn and continue to grow. I do have some other goals, but I'll keep those close to the heart right now. But that's something that I think is going to be a theme for this year, is really going back and being a student. And I think you should always be a student, definitely. And I know that I've felt a lot of disappointment, but I went to church this Sunday and just worshiped and prayed. And I felt like God was telling me that your pain is temporary, but I am forever. And it's okay to love your enemy. It was more than okay. And I actually saw somebody that has hurt me very deeply in church come in, and they waved at me and blew me a kiss. And you know what? I didn't feel a single bad feeling towards them. I felt good. I felt, happy to see them, actually. And that's a scary feeling, because you're like, wait, your emotions kind of play with you. Like, shouldn't I not like that person after all they've done to me? But it's okay to love your enemies. It might have to be from a distance, but it's okay to do that. And matter of fact, that's what God wants us to do. So don't be afraid to do that. And when I said, your pain is temporary, but I am forever, what I ended up doing was just releasing things and just asking God to heal me. And I actually said it by name, every single person that had hurt me. And I asked the Lord to heal that pain in my life. And it was just very beneficial for me, and something that you can do. And another observation, because I call myself emotionally delayed, meaning that I don't realize that I'm feeling a certain way, or it takes me a long time to kind of grasp why I feel a way. Example of this, the guy I had been dating, he wanted to see my room, and my room was messy, so I said no. And we were supposed to get dinner, so I said, let's take your car because my car's messy. And he was like, let me see your car. And I said no. And he wanted to see a poster that I had created, but I knew my picture was on it, and I didn't want to show him that. And he said, why are you hiding stuff? Now, freeze. that's super out of character for me. I am one of the most open people. Like, you come to me and I might tell you my life story. So I had to think about that. Like, he's right. I am trying to hide stuff. And I had to think of my why. And I'm like, well, I just want to be painted in the best light. And I dug a little deeper into that. And I think I just really didn't want to lose him. Due to past experiences, I have said certain things that have drew people away. Things I can't control, that, you know, are in the past, but I've said things and, you know, they wanted nothing to do with me. So I think because I really liked him, I didn't want him to see the messy side of me because I wanted him to stick around. Now, I realize that that's, you know, unhealthy. And if honestly, if you want to really build with somebody, they have to be able to like and love all parts of you, even the messy parts. But I didn't realize I was doing that and why I was doing that. And the lesson behind that is, if you start doing things that you know are out of character for you, you need to investigate, and there's usually something wrong. And you need to begin to ask yourself, what is affecting me, and ask yourself why, to kind of detangle all of that. Because I didn't know, and I kind of thought about some examples of the past, and I was like, oh, that makes sense why I'm behaving that way. I need to not do that, but this is why I'm feeling that way. So for anybody out there that is also emotionally delayed, that's a great little tip. And I'm not trying to depress or bug you guys out, but that's kind of what I've been dealing with. And I kind of, when everybody wanted me to do the podcast, I realized it's okay to not be okay. I know everybody's excited for this new year, a new decade, and you should be. I am too. But not everybody goes into a new year happy. Not everybody goes in, optimistic all the time. Even your strong friends, you know, need somebody, sometimes. It's good to check in on people. I know a lot of people are dealing with grief, you know, maybe someone passed away, maybe you feel discouraged, maybe, you know, you feel hurt by something, but please know that, you know, God cares for you. And even though it hurts, he definitely cares about our hurts. And we need to bring that to him. But God is forever and ever. And I really want us to work on reaching out to people and being able to feel like we can express it, because suppressing everything and keeping it inside. Actually, one of my students said that they learned that they should bottle everything up and keep it on the inside. And I was like, no, ma'am, that's not what you want to do. There are effects to that. And you will be very unhappy. And then one day you will explode. And we don't want to do that. It's not worth it. We don't want to do that. So I want us to be able to work on that as a whole. And if you feel like you're not okay, you know, talk to somebody, journal, do a vlog, do something to express it. Take a dance class, you know, something that you enjoy. Maybe it's painting, something expressive. But please don't isolate yourself. I know that feels good right now, but it's just going to bring you deeper and deeper into that fog. And I think it's important to be really intentional, and to fight when we feel that way. And I hope that this has brought a little bit of encouragement, or for somebody to feel that they are understood. But that's about it. That's my recap. I can't wait to hear your guys' thoughts and your comments. And make sure you subscribe. Talk to you guys later. Bye.